And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Cecilia Jensen, who is Suicide Prevention Carbon Emory Coordinator. Right? Is that right?
Yep.
That's quite a long title there, but she does some pretty amazing things, and we're so happy to have her here in the community. You've been here for what, about a year now?
Almost.
It's getting close.
In December. Yep.
Getting close. Well, she is here to talk about a really great event that Four Corners Community Behavioral Health and Utah State University Eastern have come together to put this on. Mm-hmm. And it's a free screening of Kevin Hines's new movie, Suicide: The Ripple Effect. Now, Cecilia got to watch it last night.
I did.
And she can't tell us everything because she wants people to come out.
Right, but no spoilers.
No spoilers. But this is something you felt that was needed here in our area.
Absolutely. So this movie just, it really has everything that I could hope to provide to the community as far as suicide prevention and awareness in an hour-long movie. So I encourage everybody in the community to come out to this movie. It's geared towards providing hope and healing for individuals who are not only struggling, but family members who have lost someone to suicide, and community members to learn how you can support and prevent suicide within our community. So it's just, the message is amazing. Kevin Hines' story is amazing. And it's just going to be a lot of good education that you all can get, and bring tissues for sure.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
Kevin Hines was here not long ago for a thing they did at the university. Mm-hmm. He will not be here for the free screening,
right,
but it will be his story. But from what I understand, there was individuals that got to hear him, and mm-hmm. he is amazing.
Yes.
His story is amazing.
Yes. So Kevin Hines, a little bit about his story. He tried to die by suicide. He attempted suicide by jumping off the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge and survived. He's part of 1% of individuals who have survived that suicide attempt by that way. And he is a huge mental health advocate. He wants to just share his story and how he survived and how he manages his mental health at this time, and just really let individuals know that are struggling that there is hope for tomorrow. There's hope for the next hour. You know, just hang on for that hope, and there are better days coming. So just, we really want to open up the conversation about suicide and suicide prevention. There's no way that we're going to be able to make any change unless we start talking about it and letting people know where to go for help, letting people know how to support somebody who might be having suicidal thoughts. And this really, it's just really good information that, and it's real. It's real people, real stories. And it just provides that message of how you can help and how people that are struggling can get help.
So let's let all our listeners know exactly the date, the time, and what
Perfect.
To expect on that evening.
So it is October 18th at the Geary Theater, just over at USU Eastern. And the doors open at 6, and the movie will begin at 7. And we'll have a resource table there with a whole bunch of community resources. We'll have free gun locks there, so please feel free to utilize our resources. Take them with you. There's no shame in it whatsoever. We just want people to be prepared. If you are struggling, or if you know of a loved one or a community member that's struggling, we want people to know how to help them. So, and then also, I will be getting up and just sharing some practical things that everybody in the audience can do to prevent suicide. And then we'll start the movie.
Now, as far as you getting up, you're going to talk about warning signs mm-hmm. and
yes.
just things like that, mm-hmm. where they can go for help,
yep.
Those sorts of things that people may not know.
Right.
But I'm with you as far as this is something that's got to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And as much as it's uncomfortable for
right.
some.
Right. And I have to remember that. I mean, I work in suicide prevention, so I've gotten really comfortable with it, and I forget that other people aren't. So sometimes I have to reel it back in. But just know, you know, the more that we talk about it, and the more that we, it's not going to perpetuate the action. Talking about suicide,
I think that's what people are scared
yeah,
of.
It's a big myth. It is a big myth that if I talk about it, or if I ask someone if they're suicidal, then they'll do it. But that's a myth. If you ask somebody if they're having suicidal thoughts or thinking about killing themselves, it actually provides them a way to open up about how they're feeling and get them connected with help. So we want to be direct in in our conversations, and we want to provide good, helpful information to the individuals so that they know how to get help, that there is help. There's evidence-based practices that work, and we can get them feeling better.
Now, you guys do have the license on this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to be the only screening. However, we do want people to still come out for this on Thursday, October 18th. But you're going to use that license. You're going to
absolutely
share this film. Mm-hmm. Not just here in Carbon in Emery County, but you've got plans to go to Grand County. Mm-hmm. You've got plans to go to San Juan County.
Potentially. Yeah. Yeah. Grand for sure. Absolutely.
So. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. All right. So this is free. You're also going to be doing some other stuff, some door prizes for folks that come in.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing some door prizes, and that's just really geared towards helping our community members feel prepared to help somebody with a suicidal crisis and just, you know, be able to take something with them. And we want it to, you know, we want people to come out. We want to bring people out with that. So, and then we'll have the resource table as well with free resources. So
No discussion panel will be done at this point for this evening, but eventually maybe in the future at one of the screenings that might be a possibility.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, open this up and see what happens, see how it works. And then from there we can, you know,
see what you can add and how people, how people react to it. I think you're going to have a good reaction to it, honestly, because this gentleman's story is amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of hope, just hope.
And that's what we want to do in suicide prevention. You know, we have to provide and instill that hope in people that there are better days. And, you know, in suicidal crises are often brief, and so we want people to know where to go for help so that they can get through it and then have that chance of seeking help and living a long and fulfilling life.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So we do have a crisis line, and I think a lot of people think, oh, I have to be in crisis before I can even. But you told me before we got on air, you know, if you can feel like you're kind of heading down that road, you know, it's okay to call.
For sure. Absolutely.
So go ahead and throw out the phone numbers for us.
Yeah. So we have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. And that number is actually routed to UNI, the University of Utah's crisis unit, and then they talk with the person and help them create a safety plan and things like that. So call that line, and like you were saying, it is preventative. If you feel like you're starting to, you just need somebody to talk to, call it. If you don't have anything available, anyone available, they're more than welcome to.
And that's what they're there for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. To talk through what you're going through. And then if you are having suicidal thoughts, or a family member, you might be concerned about somebody, but you're not sure where to go and what to do, please call me. My phone number is 435-299-0003. And we can talk about what's going on and help you get connected to resources. We can help you get connected to therapy or support groups in the area if there's anything that might work for you. And, you know, just come up with a plan of how to move forward and how to get help. And then we also have Four Corners has a crisis line as well. It's 637-2358. And that is the main Four Corners number. But you can call that and get connected with a crisis therapist that's available 24/7. You can also walk into the Four Corners Clinic in Price and get and talk with a therapist as well. So there are options. There are immediate options out there to talk with someone and get help.
Right. And by immediate, that's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. If you have to just pick up the phone and call that national number, do it.
Right.
Because they're there for you.
For sure.
All right. Is there any age that if parents are thinking, maybe I want to take my child because I want to start, is there an age you think is not appropriate?
The film mentions that it's the film's appropriate for 10 years and older is what the website says. And I screened it yesterday, and I would absolutely say that's appropriate. It really instills messages of hope and, you know, prevention strategies you can do. And I think it's a great way for families to open up that conversation.
That's a great idea.
So, bring your family, come and just get educated about the topic and how we can all help prevent suicide in our community.
And that's the thing. It's education. Educating yourself about a subject that's been very much affected our community a lot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Cecilia, I appreciate you coming in and taking time to tell us about this.
Thank you so much.
This is a free screening.
Free.
And
free,
so,
free.
So everyone come out for this. Plan on this. Thursday, October 18th. The doors will open at 6 and the movie will start at 7. And you said it's about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
About an hour and a half. And
then we'll do the door prizes after.
Okay. So. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's Kevin Hines' new movie called Suicide, The Ripple Effect. Now, if you want to kind of take a look at it and maybe learn a little bit more about it before you attend the event, you can do so by just visiting suicidetherippleeffect.com. Mm-hmm. So any questions at all, you can always give Cecilia a call. Please. And her number is 299-0003, and that's area code 435 if you need that. But anyway, come out. This is going to be a great event, very educational, and I think it will just be good for everybody.
I agree.
Well, thank you for taking time. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say and just reiterate, if anyone is struggling out there, please reach out for help. Tell somebody that you're struggling, and if somebody tells you that they are struggling, listen to them. Take every suicide threat or every warning sign seriously and get these individuals connected with help. If you have lost a loved one to suicide, please know that my heart is with you. And if you aren't sure what to do or what resources are available, you can call me. And there's awesome things out there available to you. And if you're just a community member wanting more information, please come. And we can all as a community make a difference.
There you go. Very well said. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.